This is an Amber exclusive.
Chastity is definitely more than keeping an addicted stroker from their cock. It's an entire behavior modification program from the inside out. It's an exercise for your will and a true test of obedience between a mistress and a submissive. Some of them love the idea of chastity, but only serious subs will truly yield. Chastity is a true test of will. You've had access to that cock forever, and you've been able to touch it whenever you want. Suddenly, a dominant woman is taking it away. That might seem hot when you're horny and want to come, but a true chastity slave yearns for lockup even after that feeling of sexual excitement passes. I detailed my feelings on chastity before in a two-part blog, The Chastity Effect and The Chastity Effect Part 2, but the subject is a constant in the blogs and sessions around LDW, and for good reason. You just can't resist the pull to submit, can you? Some of you will call me and tell me that you've self-locked, but that's not quite the same, is it? That's like taking a test but having all the answers on your hand. Lock when you get horny, unlock when you get weak? Pass. Hard pass. That's not really locking. Real locking is when you relinquish all control. It's not up to you, and you don't get to call the shots like all other aspects of your life. Nope. Your prized possession, your cock, stolen away from you until further notice. When you lock for me, it's real. No fantasy here. A real device locked in front of me on cam. A key frozen in a block of ice. I get to see that too. Too bad I can't wear that key around my neck. But that might get ridiculous, because do you have any idea how many subs have made me their chastity mistress? That's a lot of keys. Will I add yours to my pile?
This has been an Amber exclusive. You can call me 1-800-601-6975. Ask for Amber.